Welcome back, Jonathan. The Democrats released this report into why they lost the presidential election to Donald Trump, but it seemed to be missing some key information.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about this report, it went for over 200 pages, so you would expect to have a lot of information there. Ken Martin, who's the head of the DNC, Democratic National Committee, he didn't want to release this. He said that he wasn't proud of the report and it didn't meet their standards. And when you read it, you kind of get an idea why, because it fails to mention Joe Biden's decision to stay in the race and then drop out quite late. It fails to mention the kind of wide anger about his age and whether he was cognitively impaired. It fails to mention the decision to run Kamala Harris as the nominee without a primary.
Which is all extraordinary because she didn't have a lot of time to run. By the time Biden dropped out, was it like 100 days or something?
Yeah, it was a matter of months.
To really campaign.
And there was so much anger about that process, about whether the White House had been covering things up, that Americans had been taken advantage of and lied to. It also fails to mention the words Gaza and Israel. There was so much anger about Joe Biden's position on the Gaza war that was in its kind of worst moments during that campaign, but it just completely fails to mention any of that.
Does that mean that they just don't have now any comprehensive review into what happened that they can take going forward?
Well, look, it has a few things. So it looks on these key demographics that Harris lost. So we know that Kamala Harris didn't perform as well with Latinos and men and rural voters, which typically, you know, many of them might vote for Republicans, but she really lost a lot of support then. And there's a quote in there that saying Kamala Harris wrote off rural America. She assumed that urban and suburban margins would compensate for them and that maths doesn't add up. So they've clearly looked at some of these issues and realized they need to do a little bit of work there. It also found that Democrats more generally should focus less on abstract issues and identity politics. That didn't play well with American voters.
I've seen the Democrats saying, look, we're seeing what they call off-year election wins. So actually we're going okay. But how much of the Dems' success at the moment is representative of anti-Trump vote as opposed to pro-Democratic Party vote?
I think that's the key question because that masks quite a lot, doesn't it? Because we know, for instance, that in congressional polls looking for at the midterms in November, Democrats are leading Republicans by 48 to 40%. Now, that's quite a big margin. That should help them to win the House. They're expected to win the House. But if we look at kind of broader polls and step back, 58% of US adults have an unfavorable view of the Republican Party. 59% have an unfavorable view of the Republicans. And that's probably because Democrats are generally more willing to be critical of their own party, their own leaders. We were talking about this with Trump earlier. A lot of Republican voters are pretty rusted on and they're not going to turn on their party. But that's a big problem for the Democrats because elections are about enthusiasm. They're about getting people out. And if their own voters aren't enthusiastic, then that's going to be a massive issue. They might be willing to come out in the midterms this year, but what about in 2 years' time, 4 years after that? They really need to look at what happened in 2024 and start making some changes.
I do wonder if this report might flag the start of a process, at least, if I can try and be positive on behalf of the Democratic Party, that there might be more introspection to come, especially once you get to the midterms, and that's a real test, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. And I think we'll just have to see how those things go. I think one of the issues, though, might be that the Democrats and the Democratic Party more generally is such a kind of wide group of people. You know, there is not a leader like we have here. There isn't an opposition leader. At the moment, we're all wondering who might be running for president in 2028 for the Democrats. And I think when we know that, we'll have an idea a bit more of what they're going to stand for.
To be continued. Jonathan, we'll talk again next week.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Regis.
Thank you. Decoding America is a podcast by Guardian Australia and was recorded on Gadigal land. This episode was produced by Lou Hill, who also did the sound design and mixing. Theme composed by Joe Koning. The executive producer is Hannah Parks. And remember, you can always leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Regin Ahmed. Jonathan and I will be back next week in your full story feed.